The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode of The Skinny Confidential, Him and Her Show, is brought to you by The House of Chanel.
Chanel introduces a new generation of sustainably developed skincare concentrated with the extraordinary anti-aging properties of the red camellia flower. Numéro 1 de Chanel harnesses the powers of this uniquely resilient ingredient to address the five signs of aging and support skin's vitality. The complexion appears younger, smoother, radiant, and revitalized. Numéro 1 de Chanel, beauty ahead of time. To learn more about the line, visit chanel.com.
She's a lifestyle blogger extraordinaire.
Fantastic.
And he's a serial entrepreneur.
A very smart cookie.
And now Lauren Everts and Michael Bostic are bringing you along for the ride.
Get ready for some major realness.
Welcome to The Skinny Confidential, Him and Her.
Aha. Welcome to the Him and Her Show. Happy Friday. Another solo with me. I recently did an episode on 10 steps to upgrading your morning, and I thought I would just sort of keep the flow going, keep the series going. So today I'm doing 10 self-care habits to optimize your day. These are going to be habits professionally and personally, especially that have to do with being a wife, being a mother, being a founder, and sort of how I balance it all. The first habit is, it's kind of funny. I'm obsessed with it. I have told every single one of my friends about this tip. I don't know why, but it has absolutely changed my nighttime. It's weird, but once you do it, if you do it, you'll be like, oh my God, this is good. So I got this neck warmer. It's like a neck wrap. It's slightly weighted. It has herbs in it. The brand that I really like is Sonoma. It's absolutely beautiful. I got it off Amazon. It's in my storefront and it's slightly weighted. And like I said, it smells like herbs. And so what I was doing is every single night I was putting it in the microwave and heating it up for like 2 to 3 minutes. And it was amazing. Warm, a little bit of weight, sort of like soothing anxiety. It would just like wind me down at night. And I realized that I didn't want all of the EMF from the microwave on me every night. I was like, if I'm going to do this every single night, I need to find something that really works. So I went and I got a salon spa warmer. And they use these for towels at Facialist. And I got one, I put it in my laundry room, and then I stocked it up with all my weighted herbal neck pillows. And I am telling you, I love this when it comes to getting ready for the night. So what I'll do is after I've cleaned the kitchen, I've gotten my kids dinner, got them in the bath, is I'll go and I'll grab this lavender scented weighted neck pillow and I'll put it on. My kids call it my warmie. They have one, they like to put theirs on, and it immediately just tells your body it's time to relax. Zaza will go to bed so quickly after this is on. Towns loves it. He's like smelling my neck. And then after I put my kids to bed, I'll go in my room. It's so warm around my neck and I'll read my Kindle. And it is just the best wind down. So that's something that I have found recently that has absolutely improved and optimized my life. It's such a good self-care habit and it's an easy one. I will link this setup on my Instagram stories and on the podcast so you guys can see exactly what I bought. But that's one I cannot shut up about. The second self-care habit that I think is really important as a mother and as a business founder is taking space to do something for your skin. This could mean a facial. This could mean facial massage. This could mean putting your face in ice in the morning. Anything that helps your skin or helps improve your skin, I think is a really good one to implement if you haven't already. And I'm going to tell you how I implement taking care of my skin being busy. So the first thing I do is when I wake up, I have a quick 5-minute routine. Obviously, I like ice on my face first thing. I'll ice roll. I will do a little bit of facial massage with like a nice depuffing oil. I'll dry brush. I'll just make my skin feel really invigorated and get the circulation going. I sometimes too will sit outside and do a meditation or an activation while I'm massaging my face. So I try to constantly habit stack the skincare. I even did something that really helped is I got a makeup bag and I put my skincare in that makeup bag and I have it in my car. So if I don't have time to do the skincare routine of my dreams, I'll do it while Michael is driving and we're taking Zaza to school. So I can do something to my skin that's preventative, even if it's quick. And then as far as nighttime, I'll do the same thing. I'll do a little facial massage at night. I'll really activate the lymph by dry brushing, just making sure that I bookend my day with some skincare. I am not someone that has a 20-step skincare routine. I have my go-tos that are quick, it's efficient, and I can do it in 5 minutes, both at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. I like to take a shower and wind down at night, a hot shower. And so what I'll do is I'll turn the water to cold really quick and I'll wash my face in the shower so at least I can get the day off. Another thing that I love, and you guys know this, is I like to get a facial at least twice a month. I know that that's not for everyone. I like to spend my money on my time and my skin. And a facial for me is a non-negotiable. I think it's really awesome to find a great facialist and tell them exactly what you want. So my facialist in Austin, she's very holistic. Her name is Brooke, and she'll do a lot of facial manipulation, and it's amazing. And that's a way that I really take care of my skin. It improves elasticity, and it also smooths out wrinkles. So a facial is non-negotiable for me. The other thing that I do is I am someone who likes to plan out the day. And I do this in different ways. So if I can sit in meditation in the morning, I will go over how I want my day to look. And I will literally visualize the entire day happening seamlessly and everything is going on harmoniously and working for me. So I'll think about the day and how I want it to be laid out in my meditation. And then I'll go to my Skinny Confidential planner and I'll do my one page. It's so quick. It takes like 2 minutes. I'll write down how I want the day to look, what book I'm reading, podcast I'm listening to. It's all in this planner. It's one page, my priorities. And then if I can take a walk at any time of the day, I'll pull out my notes app and keep going with that list. But what I do, and I think this is a really good self-care tip, is I do not overwhelm myself with 600 to-dos. I'm very tactical when it comes to what needs to be done and what the most important thing is. As I've grown my business and scaled it to a team of 14, I've realized that prioritization is the number one tip on the planet. So I can look at my day and I can really focus on what is gonna move the needle, what is important, what is absolutely essential. And I will do the Ivy Lee method. I'll put it in order and I won't move to the next thing until I get the first priority done. So I'm very, very thoughtful about how the day goes. I'm very, very methodical about my time. As you guys know, I really take space and time to think about it. And that may be stupid to some people, but to perform at the level that I want to perform at, it takes a lot of thought, consideration, and strategy. Number four is sex up your water, okay? You're already drinking water. This is an easy habit stack. Sex it up. So how can you do that? You can add minerals to it. You can add a squeezed lemon. You can add electrolytes. You can add Kianamino mango acids. You can add creatine if you're working out. I am constantly getting creative with my water. So I do a lemon water, I do minerals in it when I wake up, I do electrolytes, and I will not have my coffee for 90 minutes until I've done that. So then I'll have my coffee with raw milk, which has a lot of enzymes, probiotic, prebiotic, minerals, vitamins in the raw milk. And then after that, I'll do my Kianaminos with the creatine in it while I'm working out. So throughout the day too, I'm finding ways to make the water sexy. Like I want to make sure that water is water on steroids. There's a girl on TikTok that talks about sexy water. I'm not sure what her name is, but it's true. You can really, really get resourceful when it comes to water. It also helps you drink more too. Finding ways to just make it different is awesome. And then at night, I always wind down with Moon Juice's magnesium water. It's absolutely amazing. And it signals to my body it's time to go to sleep. Number five is habit stack with something aspirational or educational. This one is one of my favorites. So when I make the bed every single morning, I like to listen to something that's uplifting. It's the start of the day. I don't want to hear gossip. I don't want to hear trash. I want to listen to something that is really going to set the frequency of the day. So usually I'm listening to Louise Hay, maybe some Robert Greene, maybe some Ryan Holiday, just something that's really going to kick the day off. And I like to take this tip throughout the day. So you could listen to a meditation while you're walking. You could listen to an activation while you're in your car. You could put your headphones on and listen to something while you're getting your nails done. The point is that when you have space where you can be passively multitasking, you're using the time to learn. Number six is watering your marriage. I am a big fan of watering my marriage. I try to do something that waters my marriage every single day. So whether this is scheduling a date night with my husband, taking time in the car to put my phone away and really listen to him, to use me as a sounding board, maybe it's like creating some space in the night where I set up something sexy in the room. I always try to water my marriage in whatever way I can. My marriage is the foundation of my life. It's, you know, we have businesses together, we have kids together, we podcast together. So I think it's really important to make sure that I'm watering the garden of my marriage. And this is another thing that I'm very thoughtful about. I think about it. It's like, how can I uplift my husband? How can I maintain a positive relationship with him at all times so the other stuff grows? A lot of people put their kids first. I try to put my marriage first because my marriage, I want my kids to see us. I want them to see what passion and a good relationship looks like. So watering your marriage for me is a non-negotiable. Number seven, you probably guessed I was going to say this, but how could I not? I go to the foot spa. I love the foot spa because it's a place where I get something called deep work done. Deep work is not usually done in an office setting. When I'm in the office, I'm collaborating. I'm talking to the team. I'm hanging out with my assistant, Katie, and going over what needs to be done. I'm podcasting. I'm moving. I'm very fluid in my office. But when I'm at the foot spa, I am 100% focused. There's no distraction. No one's talking. It's like a hole in the wall. And I go in there for 90 minutes to 2 hours, and I walk out of that foot spa, and I am telling you, I have never got so much work done in my life. I'll bring my iPad sometimes. I'll just do my feet so I can use my hands so I can work. And I will get literally 90 minutes to 2 hours of uninterrupted deep work done. And that has really helped move the needle of my business. Sometimes I'll return text messages for an hour and then I'll do emails for another hour. Sometimes I'll go in there and brainstorm. I went in there and I started writing my next book. Whatever you want to do that's something deep, find a place that's quiet and peaceful, that's out of the crowd, that's out of like a bunch of people around, and take yourself and make sure you give yourself space to do that deep focused work. Self-care to me has to do a lot with beauty. I like to feel good. I think if you look good, you feel good. And so self-care to me is getting a really great manicure. It's getting a blowout. It's getting my makeup done. It's doing things that make me feel my best so I can show up as my best. I also use these times in self-care to take conference calls. So I do feel like I'm being productive with the time. And it's been so helpful to building my business. I also feel like it helps me to be more present as a mother because I schedule these appointments when my daughter is at school. So I can focus on going through the car wash of beauty and also getting work done. So when my daughter comes home, I'm present. I'm either ready to go to the office or a podcast because I don't have to like spend all this time dressing up. I really look at my time as an asset. And I say this a lot because I think that looking at your time as an asset has been 20% of the success rate in building the Skinny Confidential. I think I've always looked at my time as something so important. So I look through the lens of when it comes to beauty or self-care, if I can have a moment to be productive while I'm doing it, then it's a win for me. I don't know what my life would be like without a book. If you had to take everything away from me, my last thing would probably be my Kindle. I have like a full Beauty and the Beast library on that Kindle. And the reason that I go towards my Kindle is because I can read it in the dark. I read it on dark mode, on airplane mode every single night. And it's something that is just an incredible self-care outlet for me. To be able to lay there with my weighted neck pillow and put my legs up on the wall and read my book, Kindle, whatever it is absolutely one of the most important self-care parts of my day. I think self-care has to do with your brain too. And reading obviously makes you smarter. It makes you craftier. It makes you more resourceful. It makes you less ignorant. And you're learning. And so what I do is I like to mix the books up on my Kindle. So I'll have a self-care book. I'll have a book on business. I'll have like a chick lit book. Right now I'm reading Mr. and Mrs. American Pie. It's based off the show Palm Royale. It is so good. I think you guys will really like it. Go buy that book if you like to read. I'm also reading Art of the Deal by Donald Trump, which has nothing to do with politics. I just find it fascinating to read about someone who became president before they were president and like hear the inner workings of his business and being on The Apprentice. It's wild, really wild to read a book from, I think it's like written in the 80s or 90s. And then a self-care book that I have on there is Discipline is Your Destiny by Ryan Holiday. And that's a really great one. I also have Daily Laws. I'm constantly highlighting. If I do read a hardcover book, I just got a Red Light Nightlight that's a book light. It's absolutely amazing because the yellow light like kind of shines in your eyes. But this Red Light book light, I'll put it in my storefront, just calms your nervous system. So that's a good one. And then last but not least, number 10 is I'm just going to list a bunch of little tiny self-care things that I do. Okay. So I'm just going to give you, I don't know, a bunch of little ones that really improve my life. The first one is a Salt Rock nightlight. I love this. I don't turn on lights in my room at night. I either have natural light or the Salt Rock nightlights. And it's so amazing to take a shower. You could put some eucalyptus in your shower. Put on a meditation and put on your Salt Rock nightlight. You'll never go back to a blaring yellow light again. Another thing is taking a hot shower at night. We talked about that earlier, but I think that's a really great way to wind the night down. And it's something that I feel is like very self-care-esque. You could also do a bath. I just don't have the energy for that at this moment in my life with two kids under four. Grounding outside, putting your feet in the ground when you wake up, amazing. Google all the benefits of grounding. There are so many. And then my favorite, this is, I got to end with this because I got to say this one's really good. Getting sunlight in the morning. I sit out on my deck. I have a whole setup. I sit out there with my kids. I read them books. I try to do it in the morning and towards the night, and it really trains your body and your hormones. I can't explain it. You start to like crave it. It's really good for your circadian rhythm. Listen to Andrew Huberman though to hear all the benefits, but I like to wake up and get my ass outside as soon as possible on this deck with my book, with my kids. It's the best. Those are a bunch of my self-care hacks, tips, and tricks. I hope you love this. Let me know what you guys want to hear next on my solo episodes. I'm having the best time doing these on my latest Instagram at Lauren Bostick. And make sure you're following at TSC Podcast for all the updates. See you on Monday.